The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I'm going to be skeptical of this because I think Charlie Strong is a smart dude. I don't think you're going to get involved with a board member's wife. He said, I'm not a party to their divorce and have received no court order in this case. I certainly respect the legal system, and if I do receive a court order, I will review it and respond then. Not much of a denial, actually.
No, you don't bang a booster's wife.
No, that's
the, they're the ones paying your salary. If you just sit down and watch the Warriors play, they are the most exciting team I've seen maybe ever.
Jeremy kind of says, I think people aren't impressed with three-point dominating teams. I like three-pointers, though.
I like watching guys like LeBron James who will drive through and take contact and dunk the ball anyway. I love watching that. I mean, that's why LeBron's my favorite player to watch. But watching the way that team plays and the way everybody makes each other better, I don't find it boring at all.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on visitor post. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jongi Football. At Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And we're only here for another 30 minutes. And somehow we've got a Twitter discussion on the dumbest birds going, in addition to NBA greatest players.
Fair.
All right, have a little announcement about tomorrow for the people, because we love the people.
Yes.
And
that's for breaking news, not for announcements, John.
Well, it is kind of breaking news. We're breaking the news that we're doing this tomorrow.
We should have a drum roll.
It could be that. So that sounds more like a moped than a drum roll.
That's because you waited too long to start well, in. I had to breathe.
But you kept rolling.
I don't have a real drum here, so.
All right. Okay, so here we go. Tomorrow, we want to say thank you to you guys. So we're going to have.
And it'd be weak if all we did was just say thank you.
Yeah, because we want to let you guys know how much we appreciate you, because thanks to you guys, we have the highest rated local sports show in the city of Houston.
Yeah.
And
first time in a couple years, I think.
It's been a while since we've been at the top, and it's been growing the last few months. We've actually, you know, been close or tied the last couple months, but, you know, last month was pretty damn good. And I appreciate all the new listeners and all the old listeners. And I've always said this, the only way people find out about us is you guys tell us. And I know a lot of you guys on Twitter, I know Lamont's always told people to listen to the show. Everybody tells people to listen to the show. That's how it grows. And you guys have been fantastic. And not just the new folks, but I mean the people who've been there from the beginning and keep telling their friends about us and been listening for years. I can't tell you how much we appreciate you guys. So we always try to give you something. So tomorrow, for Listener Appreciation Day, we're going to give away something every single segment. Every segment of the show, we've got something to give to you. We'll have poker spots to give away. We'll have Sam Houston Race Park tickets for Saturday night. We've also got some gift cards we're going to give away. We've got I think we got a PS4 game to give away.
Yeah, so, Street Fighter V.
Yeah, we got Street Fighter V games to give away. So that's going to be tomorrow, the entire show. Just our way of saying thank you for being terrific listeners. And you know, even the 5% of you that drive me nuts, I appreciate you listening.
That's right.
And, yeah, I never get too high or too low over ratings because we can't get down into how they're broken, you know, how they actually work. But, yeah, it's David Gow told me something once, like, you know, you get down when they're not good. You might as well enjoy it when they are good,
yeah,
which I think is fair. And if we could ever count Beaumont in our ratings, none of this would matter. But, you know, we do appreciate you guys, and you're the reason we're there. And it's the fact that you keep coming every day And we try to do our best to entertain you while you're stuck in traffic. But I can't tell you how much we appreciate you and what you guys have done. So tomorrow's your day. And we're going
to
make
a day to give back to the people.
That's right. We're going to give away as much stuff as we can. Does that sound cool?
Sounds good to me.
All right. John, you good with that?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So
we're a show of the people.
Well, we try to be. We try to be. But we want to take care of the people. And that's the best way we can do it. So we got a bunch of great giveaway stuff for you. And so make sure you tune in tomorrow for that. It will be all show long. And we'll try to be as off the rails as possible tomorrow. Hopefully there won't be any sportsy stuff to talk about. So we'll see how it goes. All right, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Did you have any thoughts on college basketball this weekend? Your Aggies won.
I predicted they would win.
Indeed.
I had a feeling they would win, so they made me some money this weekend. Thanks, Aggie, who, you know, most of the season, I thought they were for sure the best team in the SEC, and then they stopped being that.
Everybody, almost every good team has got there. I mean, what the hell was Maryland doing losing to Minnesota last week?
Yeah. And just losing outright, I don't get it. And then they struggled. They struggled last night as well. I don't know if you gave me a bracket to fill out right now, or you showed me, you could show me 8-12 different brackets, and I'd probably go, I could see that happening, which is so different than most seasons. It's very strange what's going on right now.
Well, and when I look at the, you know, first five out, next five out, and stuff like that, I get about 80 deep, and I don't see a hell of a lot of difference between 48 and 80 when you start looking at these teams. And, I mean, I think it's completely wide open. Unfortunately, UH had a big chance last night to beat Temple and do themselves some good, and they lost. So
yeah, they're probably not making the tournament.
No, but, you know, if they win the conference tournament, that's probably the only chance they have. But
I highly doubt that happens.
Yeah, I mean,
crazier things have happened, but highly doubt that.
There's nobody in there that scares me. I mean,
is SMU playing in the conference tournament?
I don't think they can.
Okay.
I might be wrong about that. Sean said he started watching Game of Thrones and SOA because of our show.
Good. Yeah. You're welcome.
Gab's asking, Beaumont doesn't count. Well, you count to us. But no, the way they compile these things.
For ratings, you don't count.
Yeah, it's considered a different market.
Which is, it sucks for us because it's where our signal's probably the best.
Well, and to be fair, Beaumont kind of got into the show long before Houston did.
Yeah.
It took us a while here. But
that's because we're the only thing they got going out there.
That's probably
they
true.
They can't hear every other station.
That's probably true. But I'm going to go with it. They just got it. That's all.
Yeah.
But and not just Beaumont. The whole Golden Triangle. You know, Port Arthur. China.
Yep.
All those places. So, anyway, appreciate you guys. We're taking care of you tomorrow.
Yes. Thank you all.
All right, 713-780-ESPN, and that's
and you know what? Not only just thank you for listening, because, I mean, that's easy to do, but thank you guys for, you know, telling your friends about the show, talking about our show on social media, because unlike a lot of these, let's face it, unlike 610 and 790, our station doesn't have they don't do much advertising. We just started doing some commercials on Root Sports, which is cool for us, but this show was built without that.
Yeah.
So it's a word of mouth. It's a grassroots thing. And I know a lot of you are proud to have been there since we were doing middays, proud to have been there since the beginning. And we're proud to have listeners who have followed us for that long. It's badass for us. It's badass for you guys. I because you guys have helped make this show what it is. So thank you all.
Yeah. And the whole word of mouth thing, the other thing is we don't have any of the major sports teams on the station.
Nope.
And Texas is probably the biggest thing we have. And we had a deal with the Dynamo, but they said they wanted to go to the number one state. Whoops. That didn't work out. But hopefully if you came here for the Dynamo, you hang around and listen to our show.
Yeah.
And you can go catch them anyway. But it really is. It just goes to show how cool the listeners are by telling everybody else about us. And that's you know, that's really the thing that amazes me, is just how many people say, I didn't know about you guys, and I heard about you from this friend of mine, and now I listen every day. And that's the best thing in the world. 713-780-ESPN's the number, 713-780-3776. 3776. Somebody said this, my first episode was a pepper spray episode. That's a good way to start. So, yeah. And hey, I know that we're going to piss you guys off sometimes because we're never going to be homers. We're never going to, you know, and sometimes we're going to drift off into topics, but we try to do the kind of topics that we enjoy. And if we enjoy them, we hope you enjoy them. And if we do, we do stuff that's we think is stupid, then you probably think it's stupid. So I'm glad that you guys have found us, and I hope you stick around, especially all you new people who are just getting into it. I hope you guys have decided you like it.
Yep.
713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. So any thoughts on your Longhorns? I see you did tweet that out. That
Yeah, I like the Longhorns today. I think that, I mean, they, but who knows? I mean, they got run out of the building on Saturday. I think this should be a good bounce back game for them. This isn't going to be some sort of offensive juggernaut show, but I think they should be able to win this.
I was thinking all along the Big 12 was really good. Is it just a bunch of pretty good teams?
I think it's a lot of pretty good teams. I don't know if there's any, you know, Kansas and Oklahoma are, I would say, the best of the bunch. But I don't think there's any teams in there that are just wildly better than the rest. I don't know if that's, I don't know if there's anybody there that's like, this team's going to win the title. I don't think there is. I'm not saying there aren't teams that could win the title. But there's not one,
right?
There's not one that I'd want to put in the middle of my bracket.
I'll be honest. I could not fill out a bracket right now. I wouldn't have a clue. If you put that 64 together the way they kind of have it figured out now and said, all right, I would say odds are better that I don't get one Final Four team this year than.
Oh, I don't feel good about that.
Yeah.
I mean, what I do like is I'm going to be able to look at – this is going to be one of those times where normally I have teams that I like in each region. I'm going to have to, like, look what matchups I'm expecting and actually, like, handicap matchups in advance when I do my bracket, which is not how I normally do it.
Hmm. All right, guys, got to tell you about my good friends at Quick Weight Loss Center. And you know what? What's been really cool is I had a couple friends a few months ago who decided they were going to go to Quick Weight Loss Center because they heard me talk about it. And they both look fantastic now. Got the weight off, and everything that I said about it, that's what they said. Man, if you just stick to the program, you're going to lose weight faster, easier. You can lose up to 100 pounds or more. They've been helping people for 28 years now. And there's no exercise required. There's no prepackaged meals. And the cool thing is I got the weight off so that I could start working out again. And now I'm healthy. I'm happy. I'm feeling better about myself. And every day, man, I have so much energy. And it's all because almost 2 years ago when I went into Quick Weight Loss and decided to make that decision, and a lot of you guys have made the same decision, and it's worked for you as well. If you haven't yet, right now, 6 weeks, $66, all weight loss services included, and kids join free with parent enrollment. Some conditions do apply. You can get a free no-obligation consultation by dropping by one of their 15 Houston area locations. If you're outside of Houston, my friends over in the Golden Triangle, go to quickweightlosscenter.com. Or give them a call at 1-888-305-1117. That's 1-888-305-1117. Quick Weight Loss Center, 1-888-305-1117.
You're listening to The Blitz, The Blitz. On ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoff.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. You're going to need that because I think we have 4 seats left to give. All right. Callers 10, 11, 12, 13. You get a seat into the Blitz Spring Poker Classic Thursday. Last chance qualifier, Dave & Buster's on Richmond. Tournament starts at 7. The top 25 win a seat in the final round and a chance to win the grand prize pack. For details and the official rules, log on to ESPN975.com. I'm going to squeeze in a couple calls here Sure. before the end of the show. Let's get Kevin on. What's up, Kevin?
What's up, guys?
Sports.
Sports to you. First of all, I want to say thanks. I live in the Port Arthur Beaumont area, but my kids live on the other side of Katy, and I get a better signal here than I do anywhere in Houston. And secondly, I want to ask AJ, When are you going to give me a BJJ super fight?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm
if you remember.
Go ahead.
If you remember, I watched you one of your first competitions in Austin in 2011.
Jeez, no, I wouldn't remember that.
Well, no, I've spoke with y'all a few times, but yeah, I think it would be fun.
All right. Well, I'm always I'm always game, and I'm doing my first one, my first pro grappling match in next month. So I'm kind of getting in shape for that. So, yeah, get in touch with one of these guys who runs it. I'm always up for it. So, it feels good to be back in competition mode anyway. So I like it.
I'll keep us informed on when your pro grappling match is and where it's going to be at. I'd really like to spectate that.
Right on, man.
All right, thanks for the call.
March 18th in Humble.
All right, let's.
Follow me on Facebook or my public page on Facebook or Twitter, and I'll have details out there.
Let's try Matt. What's up, Matt?
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, real quick, I just want to say I've called in a number of times, and I got you on the headset with both earbuds in, man, with the volume all the way up, and I can still barely hear you guys. But anyway,
we have technology to make you not be on headsets. We like people to hold the phone to their ear because it sounds better on their ear.
Well, I'm driving, so I got to be hands-free, man.
I know. That's why you shouldn't call while you're driving.
Anyways, I just wanted to call and say thanks for the show, man. I've lived here my whole life, born and raised in Houston, and I never even knew there was ESPN Radio or anything about y'all guys. I had a buddy of mine introduce me to you when y'all were on the midday show. And I've been a faithful listener ever since, man. I just want to give y'all thanks. Y'all do a great show.
Right on, man. Thank you. Like I said, that's how we've built this thing. There hadn't been billboards. We're not on taxi cabs. I mean, it's Fred and I and Jong telling people about the show, and you guys who listen telling your friends about the show. And again, we appreciate that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We want to show you guys we appreciate it and keep telling your friends because. You know what? I just like to see it get bigger and bigger. I mean, the cool thing about it is that we've, you know, I mean, it's a cool thing to do, but show's still going to be the show, and we're still going to have fun. But yeah, you know, we know why. And the one thing is, I hope we do this show for you guys and not for ourselves. I mean, that's really the thing, and that's why I think we've had some success, and I hope we continue to have it. And I hope you guys continue to listen.
Yep.
And I'm getting a lot of people tell me that the Jong Adele was their first one. It was fairly recent. A lot of people saying they tuned in for the Tom Herman interview. That was a pretty big day. But, yeah, it's been growing a lot, man. The last couple of months we've been very, very close to this. And so it was really fun to break through, especially, you know, historically, January has never been that great for us. So,
in a month where – for us to be number one in a month where the Texans are in the playoffs and you guys are listening to us over the Texan station, that's big.
Yeah.
That's cool for us.
It is, and it is appreciated. All right, so we'll do that tomorrow. We've got all kinds of great stuff to give you, and unfortunately, we're out a little early today. With you guys.
Unfortunately?
Unfortunately, because we got to go be stuck in traffic with everybody.
Right.
And...
that does suck.
It does suck a little bit, but it's kind of fortunate because I like being off earlier because I can drink sooner.
That's always good.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, not drinking.
Did you know it was National Margarita Day?
Oddly enough, during this show, my wife texted me that. That it's National Margarita.
Who does that on a Monday? Why do you do that on a Monday? Because I honestly, I do try to take Mondays off from drinking most of the time, but I kind of feel like you should have a margarita on National Margarita Day. Well, I'm probably going to have to pass. Damn shame. 713-780-ESPN is your number, but we've only got a couple minutes left, so probably shouldn't call at this point.
Manny says, bleep that. When are you coming to Pearland? I don't know when we're coming to Pearland.
When are you going to have me on your podcast again, Manny?
I want to go to Killen's Barbecue and do a show there.
They don't need us, though.
I know. But
they have lines around the block every freaking time.
I just want to go there.
See, I would love to go there so we could be doing the show and they would bring us food and we wouldn't have to stand in line.
That's what I want.
Although, I'll give you my little secret to that. If you go at about 1:30 on a Tuesday, there's no line.
Yeah, but then it's like it's been picked through, I feel.
No, they've still got pretty much everything.
I did that once, and they were out of the ribs.
Yeah,
the
beef ribs. I can't have that.
But
When I go to barbecue, like if I decide I'm eating barbecue for lunch, I plan on eating like an early lunch, like 10:45 damn near, because I want the best stuff. I want the beef ribs and the burn-ins. I don't want them to be out of anything.
I've yet to be there when they've been out of something I wanted.
Okay.
Doing that. And again, it's only on Tuesdays, though. I don't go any other day. All right. That's going to wrap it up. We'll be back tomorrow for Blitz Listener Appreciation Day. So you can't drink, but that'd be a fun day to be drunk.
It would be.
Maybe John can get drunk. All right. Want to thank everybody for tuning in. Thank John Lee. Great job. AJ Hoffman, great job. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
Texas Kansas State College Basketball, 6 p.m. tonight on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.